Hey, honey, I just wanted to tell you again how beautiful you looked earlier. You guys are the most incredible couple. Enjoy the honeymoon and make sure he treats you like a princess, all right? I can't wait to hear all about it. Love you.
I can't stop my smile at my friend's message, but only have time to send a quick heart emoji in reply. If only she knew just how I'm about to be spoiled. I pocket my phone, leaving the stream of unread congratulations messages for later. It's been about 5 hours since we said our vows. Our wedding was the whole package. Flowers, music, dancing the night away with our closest friends and family. It was exactly what you'd expect from a wedding, really. But even before the party ended, I had something else on my mind. Something that no one else can ever know about. It's our dirty little secret. All of our guests think we've gone straight to the airport. And yeah, we are definitely about to go on our honeymoon. There's just a little something we need to take care of first. I love the idea of being both the innocent bride and the dirty whore. When people see our wedding pictures, they'd never know that my gown has a secret too. It can be both, too. And now, it's just the four of us. Two men who are complete strangers. My husband and me, the only woman. My husband is already so eager to make my dirty dreams come true.
Come here and get comfortable. We won't need all this, huh?
My husband reaches for my skirt, giving it a firm tug so it falls away and reveals me from the waist down. Beneath all those layers, I'm suddenly feeling exposed as I stand before the three of you in just my white bodysuit and matching stockings.
Wow, that's a nice outfit.
And no underwear? I like it.
Maybe I should feel ashamed or nervous, but the men move quickly and I don't even have time to hesitate. They come at me from all sides, trapping me between hot bodies. I can barely process how good it feels before the first set of hands is touching me all over.
Oh. Oh. Those stockings are so hot.
Come here. Let's get you out of that bodysuit. Such beautiful tits. You can't just hide them from us, can you?
Oh, right. Get on your knees. Good girl. Now open your mouth.
I love the way they're talking to me, the way it makes me feel. I get down on my knees, and already there's the first cock waiting for me. I slowly part my lips.
Yeah, that's so hot. Don't stop.
Grab my balls. Yeah.
Is that all you've got? But what if I want more?
Oh, you need that naughty mouth of yours filled, huh?
He steps closer as he speaks, and he's so close now that I can't help but notice how hard he already is. I'm so horny right now, and his words and proximity make it that much more exciting. As he reaches his hand out to me, I'm already fantasizing about how this stranger's cock will feel inside of me.
Come here. I want to bend you over.
I kneel on the pillow he gestures to, and before I can look up for his next command, I feel a hand on the back of my neck, pushing me further down. The second stranger reaches out to touch me, hands sliding over my skin before he grazes my already soaked pussy. I knew I wanted this, but I'm already so wet, it's almost embarrassing. I watch eagerly as he quickly undresses, discarding his clothes. He rolls on a condom. Thoughts of what comes next makes my mouth water.
Spread those legs. Yeah. Good girl. I'm gonna fuck you. However I want. Slow and gentle. Hard and fast. Whatever I want. I'm gonna use you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, But this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.